It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With Congress on recess for August and the president taking a 17-day break at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf property, it's a slow news period. As it was raining Monday morning, Trump was watching CNN instead of playing golf, and he took to Twitter to criticize Richard Blumenthal after the senator from Connecticut's appearance on the network's morning show, tweeting,
"I think Senator Blumenthal should take a nice long vacation in Vietnam, where he lied about his service, so he can at least say he was there." And earlier in the day, he also had a series of tweets. "Interesting to watch Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut talking about hoax Russian collusion when he was a phony Vietnam con artist. Never in U.S. history has anyone lied or defrauded voters like Senator Richard Blumenthal. He told stories about his Vietnam battles and conquests, how brave he was, and it was all a lie. He cried like a baby and begged for forgiveness like a child. Now he judges collusion."
Trump was mocking Blumenthal over statements the senator made in 2010 saying he'd served in Vietnam. While Blumenthal has publicly apologized for claiming that he served in Vietnam, he actually did enlist in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, where he served from 1970 to 76. He said he regretted saying in Vietnam, not during Vietnam. Meanwhile, Trump received 5 draft deferments during the Vietnam War for bone spurs in his heel and educational purposes. In 1997, on the Howard Stern Show, Trump said that the danger he faced from getting sexually transmitted diseases was his own personal Vietnam.
I tell you, it's amazing. I can't even believe it. I've been so lucky,
right,
in terms of that whole world.
Because you've never gotten a social disease.
It is a dangerous world out there.
It is.
Scary. It's like Vietnam, Vietnam
era. It is your personal Vietnam, isn't it?
It is my personal
It is. You've
Vietnam.
Said that many
I feel
times.
Like a great and very brave soldier.
A lot of guys who went through Vietnam came out unscathed. A lot of guys who've gone through the 80s having sex with different women came out with AIDS,
right,
and all
they,
kinds of things.
They survived Vietnam.
This
and
is better than Vietnam, but
war.
It's...
A little better, but every vagina is a landmine.
Fun.
Haven't we both said that in private?
A potential
landmine?
I think it is.
That's right.
There's some real danger there.
Blumenthal went on CNN with Wolf Blitzer Monday afternoon to respond to the president's Twitter tantrum.
I have no idea about what is in his mind. What I do know is I will not be distracted by this bullying. And these bullying tweets reinforce for me the need for a piece of legislation that I am helping to lead with Tom Tillis and others, bipartisan coalition, to prevent firing of the special counsel Robert Mueller, whom he has also sought to intimidate. And the kinds of statements we've seen about drawing red lines around financial dealings, about calling the investigation a witch hunt or a hoax, and the attacks on the team that Robert Mueller has assembled, all point to a looming constitutional crisis if the president proceeds with firing Robert Mueller. And that's why preventing it, forestalling that kind of constitutional conflagration, is the objective of a group of us, a bipartisan coalition, including both Republican and Democratic colleagues who are intent on sending a message that the rule of law will prevail and no one is above the rule of law, including the president.
During his Monday tweet storm, Trump also declared that his political base is, quote, bigger and stronger than ever before. And he ticked off several factors that he said have driven the Trump base even closer. This despite some new polling that says otherwise.
A new poll from CNN shows 38% approve of Trump's job performance at the 200-day mark. That's down 6 points from where he was around 100 days into his presidency. The poll finds that only 24% strongly approve of the job the president is doing, while nearly half, 47%, strongly disapprove. And despite the president's claims on Twitter that his base is, quote, stronger than ever before, the poll shows just 59% of Republicans say they approve strongly. That is down 14 points since February. When asked if President Trump is someone they are proud to have as president, 34% say they are. 63% say no. And on whether they trust most of what they hear in official communications from the White House, just 24% of Americans say yes, while 73% say no.
Trump's assertion that the mainstream media is fake news was also represented in his Twitter tirade on Monday, ironically, as his Facebook page launched its own fake newscast that looks suspiciously like state-run propaganda. CNN's Jake Tapper had an assessment.
The conservative website redstate.com called this, quote, propaganda straight out of North Korea's playbook. Obama's former ambassador to Russia said it, quote, feels eerily like so many state-owned channels I've watched in other countries. Now, empirically, there's nothing journalistic about a political organization that exists to support a politician cheering on that politician. It's not real, and it's not news, and it's definitely not real news.
Monday marked the 200th day of the Trump administration. We still have almost 13 more of these 100-day periods to go. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't continue it without your support. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.